This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. National security officials in Washington, D.C. are declining to comment on a newspaper report that President Trump approved military strikes against Iran Thursday, then pulled back for unknown reasons. According to the New York Times, Mr. Trump initially authorized attacks on a handful of Iranian targets, such as radar and missile batteries. This is in response to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone and suggesting it was an accident. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on that incident.
The Air Force's top Mideast commander says it was an unprovoked attack on a drone flying in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz.
An attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area.
But minutes after Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella spoke, the president suggested the attack was unintentional.
I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down.
Retired Army Colonel David Maxwell says that's possible.
Mistakes happen.
Albeit with consequences. Asked about a U.S. response, the president repeatedly said, "You'll find out." Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Democrats in Congress are urging President Trump to use caution in the U.S. response to the downing of the plane.
After a briefing by the White House, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's concerned about the escalation.
The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
And he says he reminded the president that he would need authorization from Congress before launching any military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's crucial that the U.S. consult with allies before taking any action.
We know that the high-tension wires are up there, and we must do everything we can not to escalate the situation.
She says she is convinced Iran launched an unprovoked attack.
We have an untrustworthy adversary.
And says President Trump did not reveal the options being considered. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Saudi-led military coalition fighting in Yemen said on Friday it had struck targets around the port city of Hodeidah, belonging to the Iran-aligned Houthi. The coalition strike came after the Houthis fired a missile at a utility plant in southern Saudi Arabia. Coalition said in the statement carried by the state media that its targets included booby-trap boats that the Houthis had prepared for terrorist acts and to threaten international shipping. Houthis, who ousted the Saudi-backed internationally recognized government from power in the Yemeni capital in late 2014, stepped up missile and drone attacks on Saudi cities in the past 2 weeks. Last week, a rebel missile hit an international airport in Saudi Arabia, wounding about 26 people. A Turkish court sentenced 151 people, including 17 senior military officers, to life in prison Thursday over a 2016 coup attempt against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Local media report 33 defendants were acquitted of charges at Thursday's trial. According to Turkish media, a court in Ankara sentenced 128 people to aggravated life sentences and 23 people to normal life for their participation in a 2016 coup that left more than 200 dead and 2,000 people injured. In July of 2016, elements of the Turkish armed forces mobilized in cities across the nation seeking to unseat Erdogan. Loyalist Turkish forces put down the coup hours after it began, with many of the participants surrendering. Lawyers who visited a border detention site in Clint, Texas, say that the conditions for children there are dangerous. AP correspondent Shelley Atlas.
A legal team recently interviewed over 60 children at a border patrol station in Texas and had this warning. A dangerous and traumatic situation is unfolding for some 250 infants, children, and teens locked up for up to 27 days without enough food, water, and sanitation. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to the allegations about the conditions, but has said in recent weeks that it's overwhelmed and it needs more money and help from Congress. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Americans would rather have NASA closely monitor asteroids and comets that could crash into Earth rather than send an astronaut to the moon or Mars. An Associated Press Norick Center for Public Affairs Research poll released Thursday found two-thirds of respondents said monitoring asteroids, comets, and other events in space that could impact Earth was very or extremely important. Americans also want NASA to do more research to further the understanding of Earth, the solar system, and the universe. But once again, the respondents said that they want NASA to conduct the research using robots, not human astronauts. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA
VOA1. All the hits and more right here on VOA1.